Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is today's gospel reading from the fifth chapter of St. Matthew, commonly called the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes are one of the most beloved and yet most misunderstood parts of Holy Scripture. Many people have the mistaken notion that the Beatitudes are some kind of formula for earning your own way into heaven. Just follow these rules, and you can save yourself. Others consider the Beatitudes to be good advice from a wise teacher on how to have a happy life. One television preacher actually called the Beatitudes the Be Happy Attitudes, principles for living which, if you follow them, will make you happy in this life. The Beatitudes, though, are much more than be happy attitudes, and the Beatitudes are certainly not a formula for earning your own way into heaven. To understand the deeper meaning of the Beatitudes, we must first understand to whom the Beatitudes are addressed. St. Matthew reports, "Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them." St. Luke says, a large crowd of his disciples was there. So the Beatitudes are not intended for just anyone. They are not advice to humankind in general on be happy attitudes. And the Beatitudes cannot be a formula for earning your own way into heaven because they are specifically directed toward those who are already Jesus' disciples, who trust in him for their salvation. The Beatitudes are a master's personal promises to his followers. The Beatitudes are Jesus' personal promises to you and me. What does Jesus promise you in the Beatitudes? Blessed are the poor in spirit. The poverty Jesus is talking about here has nothing to do with assets and liabilities. Jesus is talking about being poor in spirit, a spiritual attitude of spiritual poverty, an attitude which says, I have earned nothing from God, I am owed nothing by God. All that I am and have is a gift from him. As St. Paul says in Titus, when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. That is what it means to be poor in spirit, acknowledging your spiritual bankruptcy, your spiritual poverty, relying for your salvation not on anything you think you have earned or deserved, but on Jesus Christ and the salvation he earned for you by his atoning sacrifice. As the hymn Rock of Ages says, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What is Jesus' first promise to you in the Beatitudes? When you stop relying on yourself for your salvation, when you put aside your self-righteousness and instead rely on him and his righteousness, you receive the kingdom of heaven. You have eternal life. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn. The mourning Jesus is talking about here is a spiritual grieving and mourning, lamenting over your sin. Jesus means, blessed are those who repent. Blessed are those who lament and sorrow over their sins. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. What is Jesus' second promise to you in the Beatitudes? As the Apostle John says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Your sins are all forgiven. The sins which trouble your conscience are all pardoned. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek. Christian meekness does not mean weakness. Jesus himself was a forceful, powerful individual who, when necessary, expressed himself very strongly, as when he drove the money changers out of the temple with a whip. Christian meekness does not mean weakness. Christian meekness means humility. As St. Paul says in Ephesians, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. And in Philippians, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. And he tells us in Titus, remind the people to be peaceable and considerate, to show true humility to all men. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. What is Jesus' third promise to you in the Beatitudes? The golden rule of the Bible is, do unto others what you would have them do unto you. But we are often tempted and pressured to follow not the golden rule of the Bible, but the selfish rule of the world. Do unto others before they get a chance to do it unto you. Jesus promises that even though in the eyes of the world, your Christian meekness may be perceived as weakness, ultimately, you will not lose out. Ultimately, you will never be worse off by showing true Christian humility toward all people. In fact, when Jesus says that the meek will inherit the earth, he is symbolically promising that true Christian humility will be richly rewarded. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Jesus is speaking of a spiritual hunger, a spiritual thirst, a hunger and thirst for righteousness. Such a spiritual hunger and thirst is a longing and desire to know God, to please Him, to do His will. Many times the Bible uses this imagery of spiritual hunger and thirst. Psalm 42 begins, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O my God. My soul thirsts for God, the living God. Psalm 119 says, I open my mouth and pant, longing for your commands. Psalm 34 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. St. Peter urges us, like newborn babes, crave pure spiritual milk. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. What is Jesus' fourth promise to you in the Beatitudes? St. Augustine put it this way, our hearts are restless until they find their rest in Thee. Your spiritual and emotional searchings and longings will only be satisfied by a living relationship with Jesus Christ. The Lord invites you in the book of Isaiah, come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Jesus declares, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, Streams of living water will flow from within him. Jesus invites you to satiate your spiritual hunger and thirst, to find your spiritual fulfillment in him. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful. Jesus once told the parable of the unmerciful servant. This servant owed his master a great debt that he could never repay. His master had mercy on him and forgives his debt. But then that same servant refuses to have mercy on one of his fellow servants, who owes him a small debt. The parable concludes, "Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said, 'I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had on you?' In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. 'This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart.'" Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. What is Jesus' fifth promise to you in the Beatitudes? The way of the world is to seek revenge and hold a grudge. But the way for Jesus' disciples is to follow his example and show mercy, undeserved kindness, undeserved love, undeserved forgiveness. Jesus promises that you will be blessed by him when you let go of your grudges and revenge and instead show mercy to your fellow man. As St. Paul says in Colossians, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you." And as Jesus taught us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart. Jesus is not referring so much to moral purity, but to sincerity, a lack of hypocrisy, a heart that genuinely trusts in Jesus and devoutly desires to follow his ways and do his will. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. What is Jesus' sixth promise to you in the Beatitudes? In this world, it often seems that the advantage goes not to the pure in heart, but to the hypocrites, to the deceitful and dishonest. But Jesus promises his sincere, faithful followers a far greater advantage than anything on earth, for they will see God. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers. Every single Christian is called to be a peacemaker. St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, God has called us to live in peace. And in Romans, as far as it depends on you, live in peace with everybody. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. What is Jesus' seventh promise to you in the Beatitudes? It appears that Jesus promises, if you are a peacemaker, then you will be God's child. But it's really the exact opposite. Since you are God's child, you will be a peacemaker. For you are able to live in peace with others, and you are moved to be a peacemaker among others because you yourself are at peace with God through your Lord Jesus Christ. For they will be called sons of God. Jesus promises that you will be recognized by others as God's child by virtue of your peaceful ways. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. No servant is greater than his master, Jesus said. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. In fact, St. Paul tells Timothy, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. That is really the sum and substance of the Beatitudes. From a worldly perspective, following Jesus, living daily as his disciples, it seems to have very little reward, very little payback. But there's a greater motive compelling us to follow our Master, his love for us. And there is a greater reward than any earthly payback, his promise of heavenly blessing. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. What is Jesus' eighth promise to you in the Beatitudes? St. Paul, who suffered a lot for the sake of Christ, put it this way in Romans, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed to us. The Beatitudes, a master's personal promises to his followers, Jesus' personal promises to you and me. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, and those who are persecuted because of righteousness. Amen.